Okay, welcome back. Respect the Pick. We are going to get right back to our ranking of the Dick Van Dyke Show episodes, the greatest television show of all time.
Just about.
I mean, consensus of this show, it is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's my favorite. It's Phil Jaden's top. Jaden's top, and it's in your top.
Did we ever do a top 11
no,
TV shows?
No. We should, though.
We should.
Okay, so let's go with number 143, I believe, right?
Yep. We're on 143 out of 158 episodes. We've done the top 15.
The 143rd ranked episode of the Dick Van Dyke Show is Ray Murdoch's X-Ray. Ray Murdoch's X-Ray is the one where Rob goes on like a show like and gets interviewed, and it's just dumb.
Right.
It's just boring.
Well, it's another one of those episodes where Rob kind of throws Laura under the bus, like the curious thing about women, you know? He talks about all this crazy stuff that Laura, you know, did.
Yeah.
And it makes her embarrassed because he just blasted it to millions of people.
Right.
You know, that she's crazy. And he tries to hide it from her. Like, they do a little dance. You know, he tries to get her to dance. And that's kind of funny. But, you know, at the same time, it's just weird.
Okay, so let's go with You Ought to Be in Pictures.
That.
This is the one where he, like, gets a role in the movie and it has that girl that Laura's, like, kind of jealous of.
Right. An Italian girl, right?
Yep.
And she's got that.
She's wearing, like, 60s. A shirt. She's wearing, like, a shirt.
Right. Like, that 60s, like mullet almost, right? Like,
yeah.
Really short on the top and long.
And she has, like, a long, like, men's shirt, like, a button down with no pants on, I don't think.
The only thing funny about that episode is there's one point where Bob gets all like this and he's, like, trying to act up.
Yeah, and then he has to kiss her. And it's
Other than that, it's just really awkward to watch. Not much funny happens. Again, Laura's jealous and blah, not fun.
All right, what are we on now? Girls Will Be Boys.
This is the episode where Richie's getting beat up and they can't get it out of him who is beating him up. And it turns out it's a girl.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't tell my dad either if a girl was beating me up.
Well, if you can't fight back, because if a girl's beating me up, I'm not beating up a girl back.
Yeah, it turns out he just wouldn't hit her back.
Right.
Also, again, pretty outdated concept.
I mean, girls shouldn't be able to beat up boys at that age, but
no, but the idea that you can't defend yourself because she's a girl, that's the outdated concept.
Okay, Jaden, why was she beating Richie up?
Because she liked him.
Yes.
Yeah, she wanted them to kiss her, right? Uh-huh. He didn't want to. So that's right. The end. We should do a Dick Van Dyke Show trivia. If this gets popular, if we hit with the Dick Van Dyke Show crowd, we could do a trivia night, trivia episode. We have them call in and give them questions.
That could be fun.
That could be fun. Really fun.
Or we could reverse it.
Have them give us,
have them come up with questions and try to stump
us. We
could
do both.
Yeah,
that would be amazing if we get enough people who love the Dick Van Dyke Show. We could turn into the Dick Van Dyke Show official podcast.
Like,
there's nobody left, right? We could get Richie on. Right, we could get Richie on.
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke and Richie, that's about it.
Yeah, okay. All right, so, Sally and the Lab Tech.
Bleh.
Yeah, it's...
Again,
another Sally episode.
You're dating the fella.
You're going to find out a lot of our bottom episodes are the Sally-centric.
Is there a Sally-based episode where it's not about her and some dude?
No.
Yes. I don't think there
is. Yes, there is.
Which one?
The one when they treat Sally like a boy.
But again, it's about getting her that guy, the guy with the bow tie.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
The door knocks, and I think, who could that be?
Oh, you're right.
Sally. It's all about getting her that guy and how she's lonely.
So the Sally and the Lab Tech, it's like a nerdy guy, and they think that Sally didn't like her, that he didn't like Sally. Or Sally thinks he didn't like her, and turns out he really did. But then there was nothing else from it.
Yeah, that's about it.
And by the way, quick side note, if you watch the revisit of the Dick Van Dyke Show or whatever you want to call it, Sally married Herman Glimcher.
Right.
They remember that episode?
Like, was it the early 2000s or late 90s where they did a color version? They did like one episode where Carl Reiner's character, Alan Brady, wants Dick Van Dyke or Rob Petrie to write his eulogy, even though he's not dead.
And everybody was in it except for like Mel and
Buddy. Mel and Jerry had all passed away at that point, but
Sally was still around, and Laura and
Millie.
But I don't think they got Richie. I don't think Richie was in it.
I don't know if he was in it, but he did walk into the room.
Did he?
I believe he did.
I haven't watched it in a long time.
Does he? I mean, he's probably like in his 30s by that point.
No, he's older than that.
Does he still walk in and go, "Mommy, Daddy, I want a drink of water"?
Maybe.
Okay, here we go.
But he's like, Mommy, Daddy, I want a drink of water.
That's all the freaking kid wants in that show, by the way. How many episodes?
One.
Does he want damn water?
I can only think of one. But anyways, go tell the birds and the bees. Go tell the birds and the bees. This is the one where Richie is telling the kids about where babies are born.
The facts of life.
He doesn't really have it right, does he? I don't remember if he does. And he has to stop. And that's basically...
He's entertaining them, apparently, with a far-fetched story that his grandpa told them.
That's it.
And then... He was told he can't tell that story anymore, so he made his own up.
Right.
So, yeah, not much fun happens.
And we're back on the Sally theme, Dear Sally Rogers. So this is the one where she goes back on the Alan Parsons Show and advertises for a fella.
There's two groups where Sally goes on Stevie Parsons,
there's
right?
There's three episodes. There's Dear Sally Rogers. That's the one when that's later. Then there's the other one. Where she goes on and she gets really popular, so she goes back.
Right.
And then Laura, the next episode like that, then Laura comes right. and works for
My
them.
My part-time wife yeah. is one of them, right?
So.
Okay.
All right, so that's all we have to say about that. And here we go with the next one. I'm going to let you guys talk. Phil gave this a good rating. You're under arrest.
Yeah, because Rob's nervous. Anytime Rob's nervous is hilarious. No one plays a bumbling, nervous wreck. Than Dick Van Dyke when he's no one does that better. It's so freaking funny, and he's dropping shit, and he's tripping on shit, and he's knocking people over. Great physical comedy. Great. It just sounds natural.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, he's good,
and it's amazing. So he's in trouble with the law because he knocked over Millie and Jerry's iron statue with the fist up, and he got accused of beating up some lady in her bar.
Right.
So every time he has starts to deal up, with the cops, he's nervous.
And starts with a fight, right, with Laura.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. He stormed out because Rob and Laura had a fight.
Okay, now we're on to another one, Never Name a Duck. Phil hates this episode. I think I gave it a little bit higher of a rating than I probably should have because they named the duck Stan and Laurel. And we're huge Laurel and Hardy fans.
I've watched the episode maybe the whole way through like 4 or 5 times.
I think I've only watched it through once.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's not a great episode.
The next one we haven't watched very much either, The Life and Love of Joe Coogan. Laura finds the sonnets in the basement. Actually, first, Rob plays golf with Joe Coogan. Turns out he's a minister, and they're going to set him up with Sally, and then Sally finds out, and like, it's weird.
It is pretty funny when she walks in, and she's all right, here's a box of candy for Richie, here's some flowers for Laura, where's that fella, where's that big, tall, handsome priest you want to be to me?
Right, right. I mean,
that's one of Sally's best moments.
I mean, so there's a reason why that episode's not in the bottom, right? It's because...
Right, it has some chuckles.
Okay, the next episode, The Square Triangle. Jane, do you know this one?
Kind of.
Want me to do it?
If you could describe it.
Okay, it's Jacques Savon. It's the French people who Rob and Laura met on a vacation, and they think that they're responsible for them.
For them breaking up.
Okay, yep.
That guy was on an episode of Batman and Robin. The guy who plays Jacques Savon.
Batman.
I can't remember who he played, but he was definitely on an episode of Batman and Robin.
What's Batman and Robin?
Batman show. The old TV show.
It's not Batman and Robin.
I know it's not. You're right.
Well, it's based on the comics Batman and Robin.
Okay, well, that episode, we don't have much more to say about it, right?
Right. The lump of sugar and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said that. That's Millie's, one of Millie's best episodes. But did he say that?
And again, Rob is a nervous wreck at points, you know, trying to avoid Joe Coogan, so that could be funny.
Not Joe Coogan. We're on Square Triangle.
I'm sorry, the Jacques Savon.
Okay, the next episode is, and this is the last episode of this episode, Divorce.
Rob and Laura get a call late at night. Pickles is upset because Buddy ran off.
Right.
They think they're going to get a divorce.
And what's the guy's name? I wish I knew the guy's name.
I don't remember the name.
But the parts of that I
She's
can
no
say,
good. That's what it's all about.
The episode the part of it that lifts the episode a little bit above some of the others is it's Pickles on the phone. It's funny. Pickles on the phone. You know, it's
just, like she's calm at first. And then all of a sudden Rob says, well, he's talking about getting a lawyer.
right. It's funny. Reminds me of like a Christmas Story when Ralphie's mom is talking to Flick's mom.
Oh, yeah.
Probably from his father. No, he heard it from your son. What?
She does that before that, though. Right.
So, well, that's the end of the episode. Episode number 133. So we will start 132 later.
We've gone through the top 26 worst episodes now?
The bottom
26.
Bottom 26 or the top 26 worst.
Yeah. Yep. I guess it all just depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, it can be the top 26 worst.
And we've still found good moments in all of them, and that's what makes the show so great. I mean, there's episodes of, like, Sunny that I can't even watch. There's episodes of South Park I barely remember.
I mean, out of all these episodes, the episode that any of us three liked the most was You're Under Arrest. Phil did a 71. But
71? But I said, it's me and so Jaden gave
it
nervous.
A
9.
Me and Jaden, I gave it a 4. Jaden gave it a 5. And Michelle gave it a 1. So it's down there because of that.
Michelle, though, anyway.
So, I mean, Phil saved it. Tandy didn't give it Tandy gave it a 7. So, all right. Well, that's the end, guys. I have a question for you guys.
Yeah. What?
If somebody wanted to hear us on, like, a podcast situation, what would they do?
Mark, I'm glad you asked.
Okay.
I think all they have to do is walk up to their smart speaker and say,
like,
hey,
Alexa?
Yeah, say Alexa.
Or Google Assistant.
Play Respect the Pick.
And that will come on.
Respect the Pick will show right up.
What?
Wait, I got a question for you for our listeners.
All right, what?
If you wanted to see us in, like, video format with, like, our pictures and, like, our logo on screen...
I think you probably could go to YouTube and see that, right?
YouTube.com?
Go to YouTube, search Respect the Pick, and I think you could see us.
Every single episode.
What about the other podcast places like Spotify and Google and those type of things?
Absolutely.
You'd be able to find us on that.
You can reach Respect the Pick.
So if I wanted to listen to this episode right now, I could go to Spotify.
Well, right now is relative.
Well, not right now, but when... I mean, right now is not relative, actually, but... Yeah, I could go to not this episode.
You're probably already listening to this episode.
Yeah,
on
if you're listening
that
to this
format,
if you're listening to this episode, it's right now. You can listen
maybe on Spotify or whatever it might
so
be.
So maybe the question should be: if you wanted to listen to older episodes or find newer episodes when they come out, where could you find them? And yes, you can find them on Spotify.
That's the answer I'm looking for.
iTunes. Apple.
Wow.
I'm not an Apple guy. Is that what it's called?
iTunes. Yeah, we're gonna get some artwork done for that for our album cover. So that'll be fun. It'll be fun to have an album cover.
We're blowing up. We got shirts.
I mean, are we blowing up?
Well, we're not selling shirts. We're just wearing shirts.
No, but look at this. Look at this. We got.
Hold on, I got.
We got merch.
No, we don't. It's not merch unless you can sell it. We have shirts.
Respect the Pick. Respect the Pick. Those are our. These are more like what's
prototypes?
They're just for prototypes. They're prototypes.
They're just for us. You can't have any.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, you can if you want to, but just
that's a Tom Haverford technique.
Listen,
right?
I'm going to
advertise something that they can't buy, and the demand will go up.
I really want to. Yeah. Respect the Pick shirts are rare.
I'm just wearing.
There's only three of them ever been made.
That's incorrect.
Yeah.
Four.
I got one
for
the whole crew.
Oh, right.
Seven.
Yeah.
I have one that's...
And I have two.
I have one that it's only...
I made one with the old logo that you guys
did. Dude, I have one that's the only print.
That's rare. That's we should put that shit on eBay.
I'll sell it if anybody's interested.
I want to see it. You're talking about how terrible it turned out. I want to see it. I'm curious.
It turned out terrible. Turned out terrible. It was just the words I put on it. So, all right, guys. See ya.
Bye.